Dripping terror. Out of the timeless pathways of fate comes the story of horror. Enoch Clayton had once been a proud sea captain, but now he wanted to live as far away from the sea as he could. Why this change of heart? Well, you're about to find out. And Enoch's been sick for weeks, with no sign of him getting any better. All he does is stare straight ahead, as though looking for something he can't see. Examination showed nothing originally were organically wrong, Mr. Clayton. It might be he's lost the will to live because he's been here in the desert for so long, so far away from sea, the sea that's what his staring eyes are searching for. But expressions in those eyes were not the ones of longing. They're the ones of cold, deadly fear. Over and over again, he was seeing a scene that was been taken place many years ago, when, as a young sea captain, he was in the South Seas. On the surface, a picture of love. I am happy, so happy, Mr. Enoch. I'll go. Tell my father we ought to be married. Yes, Mona. You do that. Then maybe your old man will let me in on the secret of where he hides his fortune of bells. Exactly as he had hoped. Mona's father didn't hesitate to disclose his fortune, the man he thought it was his future for son-in-law. But that night, that was a clinch. By the time Mona and old man find out what's happened, I'll be miles out in my ship. He almost reached the shore when the sound of footsteps pattering along behind him made him turn in sudden surprise. Mona, I thought you were asleep. No, I saw you steal pearls, but I do not care, keep them. But do not leave me, I want to go with you. Nothing doing. Now I'm not got what I've got after, I can't be bothered you. No. Once back on the ship, Enoch Clayton gave quick orders to hoist anchor, and they were soon away, underway. What beauties, yes, they are lovely. Well, how did you get here? I swam out and clung to the end of your boat as you rowed. I can't live without you, my Enoch. I'll never go, let you go. Yes, you will. Ah! There's a splash of brief struggle in the chilling waters. Then a silence, yet the body of Mona disappeared beneath the waves. The echo of voice seemed to ring in the murderer's ears. I'll never let you go. Voice faded in the wind. It was forgotten. Late that night, after Enoch had fallen asleep, had a vague sense of unwillingness that it caused him to open his eyes. You must come with me. We must be together. You're dead. You're dead. Get away from me. Did you hear the captain yelling? Yes, yeah, sounds like we've been murdered. Are you all right, Captain? Thank heaven you'll come. She's gone now. And he was afraid to say any more. Afraid a crewman would think him insane. There was no further sleep for him that night. Then the next night, good weather, we reached port in 3 days. My eunuch, I have come for you again, my darling. No, no, help me, help me. But it was horrible. Night after night, throughout the rest of the voyage, a frightening thing that had once been Mona would come out to sea pleading for eunuch Clayton to go over. But by the time he reached port, his mind was almost snapped. His decision was definite. Never thought you'd sell your ship, Mr. Clayton. I must. If I don't get away from these waters, I'll go mad. Signed on as master of a ship on Atlantic. Even Atlantic, there's no escape from the terror. Come with me. No, I won't. Clayton soon knew if there was only one course, he would have to take to preserve his sanity. I'm sure I'd take the house, Captain Clayton. I'd never be able to understand why a seafaring man wanted to live in a desert so far from the sea. Reasons on my own fair, sir. For years past, unit 5, 10, 20, unit lived away from the sea, away from the menace that haunted him. Figure the Mona stayed with his dreams, and his staring eyes could see nothing else. I'm sure he misses the sea, even if he says he hates it. It's where he feels the sea air again. I might help. That's what the doctor. I do, doctor, but I don't know. I won't let you know. Going to take who's a specialist, Uncle Zunok, be all right with you. Yes, as long as we're not near the sea. Feeling he's acting for his uncle's best interests, Joseph Clayton put into his port. Minister says, then, be careful. He's not well. I don't want him to awaken. Feel underway. The ship was at 7 miles into the Pacific as still Unix slept. He won't hurt him, leave him alone for a while. Then as the door moon disappeared behind the clouds, the night grew dark and sea spewed forth its terror. What's going on? Am I doing a ship? Who's that door? Eunuch. There it was, the thing that he'd been fleeing all these years. Not you. It's been for so many years I've been waiting now. I will wait no longer. I'm so weak I can't fight against you. That is good. We will always be together. It's the last desperate shriek of terror that's flung from the eunuch's lips. Good Lord, I sounded like Uncle Eunuch. Shouldn't have left him alone. He's gone, only he's water on the floor. Maybe he's up on deck. It's hopeless his search for the dead. Have thrown into his loving arms. Round the living, Eunuch Clayton has disappeared forever beneath his smothering welters. Uncle Eunuch!